Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. What should have been a luxury cruise aboard a prestigious Italian cruise liner, the final voyage of the Andrea Doria was a shocking one. Plagued by errors, cover-ups, incompetence, and horrible luck, the ship would eventually end up on the floor of the ocean near Nantucket, along with the souls of 46 passengers on board. Today, the story of the wreck of the Andrea Doria on the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
The SS Andrea Doria was an ocean liner for Italian Line, homeported in Genoa, Italy, known for her sinking in 1956 when 46 people died. Named after the 16th century Genoese Admiral Andrea Doria, the ship had a gross registered tonnage of 29,100 and a capacity of 1,200 passengers and 500 crew. For a country attempting to rebuild its shattered economy and reputation after World War II, Andrea Doria was an icon of Italian national pride. Of all Italy's ships at the time, Andrea Doria was the largest, fastest, and supposedly safest. Launched on the 16th of June 1951, the ship began her maiden voyage on January 14th, 1953. On July 25th, 1956, while Andrea Doria was approaching the coast of Nantucket, Massachusetts, bound for New York City, the eastbound Stockholm and the Swedish-American line collapsed with her, one of history's most infamous maritime disasters. Struck in the side and top-heavy, Andrea Doria immediately started to list severely starboard, which left half of her lifeboats unusable. The consequent storage of lifeboats could have resulted in significant loss of life, but the ship stayed afloat for over 11 hours after the collision. The calm, appropriate behavior of the crew, together with improvements in communications and the rapid response of other ships, averted a disaster similar in scale to that of the Titanic in 1912. While 1,660 passengers and crew were rescued and survived, 46 people died on the ship as a direct consequence of the collision. The evacuated luxury liner capsized and sank the following morning. The accident remains the worst maritime disaster to occur in United States waters since the sinking of Eastland in 1915. The incident and its aftermath were heavily covered by the news media. While the rescue efforts were both successful and commendable, the cause of the collision with Stockholm and the loss of Andrea Doria generated much interest in the media and many lawsuits, largely because an out-of-court settlement agreement between the two ships' companies during hearings immediately after the disaster, no determination of cause was ever formally published. Although greater blame appeared initially to fall on the Italian liner, more recent discoveries have indicated that a misreading of radar on the Swedish ship initiated the collision course, leading to errors on both ships. So it is the dark side of Wikipedia, and here we go, jumping into the wreck of the Andrea Doria. It's one that I was kind of fascinated with a bit. As a kid, I didn't know a whole lot about it, but Titanic was my jam, and I had every book on it and would borrow them from the library. But anything that had to do with a commercial ship disaster, I was totally into. It's a weird fascination for a child, but it is what it was. Tony and Sean joining you on today's episode. Be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening on. Knowledge, thoughts on the Andrea Doria.
So welcome to first day of second grade. My name is Miss Johnson. Classmates, introduce yourselves. Oh, Tony. Yeah, Sean. Oh, what do you like, Sean? I like Pokemon. I like trolls. I like to play baseball. Tony, I love ships that wreck in the ocean, particularly commercial. Yes. Pre-1900. It is just so exhilarating. Allow me to talk to myself here for 4 hours and do a radio show. Kids, why are you running away? Tony he's nice. He's just different.
Include him in kickball.
Don't pick him last.
Which happened.
That will just feed his ego to do a ratings-winning morning show later in life. This is scary stuff, man. I mean, when you think about it, you have... obviously, there's accidents with trucks and cars and automobiles. You then have airplanes, and you have maritime accidents. Airplanes, yeah, they're in the air. They can pretty much be kind of doing whatever. But there's so much GPS. There's so much tracking. There's air traffic control. It's a little bit more regimented. Back in the day, and even current day, these commercial ships, just the size, and they're out in the... That is absolutely terrifying. And quite honestly, I mean, I can't imagine why there aren't even more where you're middle of the night. It's not like you have a lot of lights on your ship, on your vessel, aside from just on the tip and the end there. It's terrifying. But I'm just... That's not my thing. Some people don't like to fly. I don't like to be, I never would want to go on a cruise.
Yes.
That absolutely terrifies me.
I feel totally comfortable on ships. It doesn't scare me. But what does scare me is when you hear about just how kind of loose and lax sometimes the rules can be, depending on the cruise line that you're sailing on. Like the Costa Concordia, how it really turned out like that thing went really close to land and... There's no air traffic controller or sea traffic controller saying, you can't take the ship over there. There's a fucking bed of rocks. But
you would like to think that there's air horns that go off.
Something.
I mean, when you have airplanes that go off, you know, even 1,000 feet, there's fighter jets that will intercept commercial aircraft.
But the whole reason that the Costa Concordia tipped over in recent years was because he went too close to the land where he shouldn't have. And he was trying to do a salute to a town and impress a woman that he had in the whatever the you call the place where you steer the ship. I don't know if it's the cockpit. Maybe that's something I should know. But the bridge, I don't know. But it's he was trying to do that. So it was more like a look at me. Oh, shit. I think we just hit a rock and now the ship's tipping over. It's like it's just shocking that one individual could could do such, you're steering a city of people. I mean, the Andrea Doria in terms of size compared to what's out in the waters today is very small. But today you have these massive, you know, 10,000 people plus ocean liners, and you got one person, and you better damn well hope they know what they're doing and that they're a good, reputable person. And then sometimes you hear like the history of some of the folks, and it's like, really? That qualified them to be the captain of a fucking ship that like... like that's all it took. I mean, it's just shocking. But some liners are much more restrictive on who they hire, and some are not. So I think you kind of got to do your research on what cruise line you go on, and I think discount cruises are probably out of the question.
I don't know enough about maritime vessels. Is there, similar to airplanes, you have your captain and co-pilot or first officer?
Yeah.
Is there a co-captain? To my knowledge, it's whoever has the wheel.
Yeah,
you're it. I don't know of a, you know, assistant captain or a captain, if you will.
There's a captain, and he's like the law of the land. He is the judge, the juror, and you know everything. And you know he'll take his breaks and stuff, and then you have someone who will, you know, I don't know if it's like co-captain or what it is, but. All ultimate decisions, you'd wake up your captain unless he's incapacitated, then the other one would take over. But other than that, it's like, no, he's still the president, even though he's sleeping. And he's the one that, you know, he rule, it's maritime law. And he is the ruler of that floating ship or city. And then you have a ton of people, you know, different crew that do different things up in that area. But there's a lot of people involved in moving, you know, one of those things today, which is just... It makes it shocking, like something like Costa Concordia could have happened. It makes it shocking that something like Andrea Doria could have happened, that you could get these two giant vessels that close to each other by accident. I understand, like, when they're trying to dock these fucking things in rough waters at a port of call and one bumps into the other. That, I think, could happen very easily, and it does happen quite frequently. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Load podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand- brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Stay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.